It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. On this day before Election Day, more than 2.5 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots. That equals roughly 2/3 of the state's active voters. Overall, unaffiliated voters make up the largest share of Colorado's electorate, and they have turned in the most total ballots so far, nearly 1 million as of the weekend. With the pandemic surging, health officials are urging people to sign up for individual health insurance through the state's exchange. CPR's John Daly reports open enrollment started Sunday.
If you don't get health coverage through an employer or government program like Medicaid or Medicare, it's the only time of the year to sign up for health insurance. That's unless you have a major life event during the year, like losing your job and employer coverage. To have coverage at the start of 2021, enrollment must be completed by December 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state has laid out a plan to expand broadband internet. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A new government report says that Colorado should consider regulating broadband as a utility. If lawmakers decided to do that, it could give the state new power over the cost and availability of internet service, similar to electricity. The report also recommends a new fee on data connections to replace a soon-to-expire fee on phone service revenues. Governor Polis ordered a new advisory board to study broadband. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Fisher's Peak State Park near Trinidad was decades in the making. It's now open to visitors. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Stakeholders ranging from state agencies and local governments to conservation groups collaborated to purchase the land. It used to be a private ranch. Governor Jared Polis says only part of the park is opening for now. A lot of valuable work remains.
CPW and partner biologists are studying the property. They're cataloging the wildlife. They're learning about ecosystems. Also, some of that will be part of the outreach for kids and others who visit to learn about what's here.
More trails and park improvements are expected over the next few years as the park fully opens. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than 300 homes have been destroyed by the East Troublesome wildfire, and between 1 and 200 structures like barns and garages have burned. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetlin posted the information on Facebook yesterday. He wrote that Sunday was a difficult day as many people learned of their losses for the first time. Sunny skies today across the state, and that continues through most of the week. This is CPR News.